Yeah, you know, listen, we've got the next 48 hours really to really go back and have some good conversation. The thing is, we want to be able to look at the entire body of work going back to April when these guys, you know, came into our system and where they're at. So we've got some time in front of us, you know, but this was some good film for these guys and some good opportunities, and we got to take a look at the whole thing.
Five running backs realistic to carry?
Is it realistic? I don't know. Again, that's something that we'll evaluate. You know, could be based on other positions, but it's not out of the question.
Why didn't Nick play?
Well, he had a great workout pregame. So again, he's right where he needs to be going into the season. So again, just decided to rest him.
You said before that you're not concerned about his elbow, but it seems like it's been lingering now for a while, maybe longer than we all expected. Why is there no concern?
Because I'm not concerned based on what I'm getting from the medical staff and based on Nick's feeling and the way he worked out again today and really through, you know, this week in practice a little bit and kind of building himself up. There's no concern.
Doug, at the running back position, how difficult of a decision is this in time?
Well, it's always difficult when you're getting down to the last, you know, couple of players on your roster, and you know, these guys battled hard tonight. They put some good tape out there. So again, it's a matter of just going back and, you know, under calmer situations in the office, looking at the tape, going back and, you know, having conversations with position coaches and the personnel staff, and then making the final decision. But these guys did a lot of nice things. So again, the evaluation here in the next couple hours and the next couple days will be very important.
In Patrick Robinson's case, you held him out tonight. You cut a bunch of ropes yesterday. Is he the slot cornerback going forward?
Yeah, Patrick's been doing a nice job. We feel real comfortable with him in the slot, and then the addition of McDougal. So we feel comfortable there.
Donnell was returning kicks today. That was different from the first three games. Reason for that?
Talk about Donnell?
Donnell.
Humphrey?
Yes.
Yeah, again, another opportunity to see the field. And again, wanted to evaluate these guys that can play multiple positions in this football game, put them in different spots. So you saw Donnell as a returner, you saw him as a receiver, you saw him in the backfield. So, again, it just allows us to make a good evaluation of him.
How do you go about evaluating guys? Like a guy like Donnell, who might be game, like the game plan might help him more than another guy. How do you take that into account when you're watching and evaluating?
Well, it goes back to how I think how we used him in the spring offensively. You know, one thing about Donnell, and this is one thing I noticed when we first got him. He's a smart football player. He gets it. He understands. He can pick up the offense. That's why, you know, comfortable with him in multiple roles. And again, it's going to be one of those decisions that we got to take in a lot of information. We got to go back and watch all his touches from OTAs through this game tonight and do that with a lot of positions, you know, and make that final judgment.
Among the wide receivers, who jumped out at you tonight?
There were some good performances. I thought, you know, here tonight, I thought Bryce again, you know, bounced back and had a pretty good game. You know, Greg Ward, I think, is another one that's been working, you know, and it was good really to get them all some touches, you know, some opportunities in this game. But I really think that Bryce did a nice job again, you know, with the game and with the game plan, really.
Corey started tonight, played the first quarter. Was there a plan behind that? Is that should we take something from that he played then, or?
No, he was still available throughout the game. But again, you know, we needed to make sure that, you know, that Donnell and Byron Marshall, I thought, did a great job late in the game. And tough kid, tough runner. So all three of them, you know, Donnell probably got the most work, obviously. But at the same time, I wanted to see all three of those guys get touches and get rushes in this game.
Now, you mentioned McDougal. You had two practices with him. And then tonight, is that enough to get a sense of what he is for you?
Yeah, and you know, we got to keep doing our research on him and you know, keep studying his not only the tape this week but in the past for him, and you know, he'll continue to grow in our system, grow with Schwartz's defense, and you know, as we move forward, you know, as we begin to really game plan and finalize some things, I think that things will kind of simplify just a little bit and, you know, feel comfortable with where he's at and where he's going.
In getting back to Foles, what about his workout tonight impressed you?
Well, I thought the velocity, you know, the ball was coming out of his hand nice, you know, nice spirals, accuracy, even the way he was moving in his drops, really was eye-catching to watch, and he had no issues, so very comfortable with that.
Was this the plan all along to see him work out and get a sense there as opposed to playing him?
Yeah, and it kind of reminded me a little bit of Carson last year, sitting out, and he had a nice workout against the Colts or at pregame at the Colts game, and, you know, he ended up being our day one starter. So a very similar situation, and he did a nice job with the workout, and then we'll just keep him coming.
What's the plan here for these next few days? I mean, and what's the message to the players?
Yeah, you know, the message and really the message here in the locker room tonight was, you know, I appreciate all their efforts throughout camp and really through OTAs, and there were some great efforts. You know, the effort tonight was there. And really, I wanted them to make decisions tough on us, you know, and these battles that you guys are talking about, we wanted to make it tough, make these decisions hard. And, you know, these next 2 days will be very important, obviously, for our football team and really the lives of, you know, some young men that we're eventually going to have to let go.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you.